Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Well, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. It's just hard to believe that it's here already, that fall is here and the Christmas lights are going up and things are just moving right along here. It just seems like it was summer. But Thanksgiving we think of as a feast and a time to eat and be with family and friends, but it's really a time about gratitude, and gratitude is something that is a universal concept. Gratitude goes on and on and on. It's like ripples, you know, in the sea of the universe. And so today we're going to focus our show on the gratitude of the spiritual world and the way that we should approach this holiday so that it will have more meaning for us. And we have the amazing psychic medium Laura Lee with us today. She will be taking your calls, but I want you to know Laura is so kind. She is not feeling well today, but she feels like the show must go on, so she's with us, and she's going to do her very, very best, but she's a little bit out of it, so we're going to try to do our best. We have several callers in the queue, and we will try to get to all of you if we can. So let's get started. Let me bring on Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, and thank you. Thank you for giving everybody heads up, but I'm here, and I'm grateful that you've given me this platform, and I'm grateful that I'm actually alive and well enough to do it.
Yes, me too.
So to add to the attitude of gratitude. So
right.
Yeah.
So how can we apply this gratitude to this, to Thanksgiving?
You know, I think we can talk about it with just around Thanksgiving. It's easy to talk about it at this time of year, but I found there's so much power in being grateful. You know, they've always said those, that saying goes, count your blessings. And it's so true that when you start to feel low, depressed or sad or down and out about things, maybe you've lost your job, maybe you've lost a partner, or lost a close relationship, one of the things that you can always do is turn your energy around by, you know, being grateful for the people who are around you or for the things that you do have or the blessings that are in your life around you. Just for instance, maybe a sun, you know, the sun shining for the day instead of it storming. Those simple little things, like you said it so beautifully at the beginning of the show, was they're like ripple effects. And many of you, I'm sure, if you're listening to this kind of show, maybe you've read the Law of Attraction or know something a little bit about it. But when you increase your vibe, the love vibe, like gratitude, using gratitude, then you're going to attract more to you, because love vibrations are attractable. People are attracted to people who are in good spaces. And they don't know it on a psychic level, but they are being attracted to a vibration that's a higher vibe. And when you're a lower vibe, everything detracts. So it's really important we try to find ways to keep our energy up in order to keep the good vibes coming in. Even if it's just, let's say, for instance, right now, this last weekend, I've been really down and out, as you've mentioned to everybody. I've been really ill. But still, every day, I still am grateful. Ever since I had gone through cancer some years ago and survived it, that I'm just grateful for my health. And I say it every day, because even with this minor issue that I've got going on and that took me out this weekend, I'm still, you know, pretty darn healthy compared to a lot of people out there, and I can still do things. So this when we start to put this into practice, not even just on Thanksgiving, but on a day-to-day basis, it starts to show up in so many positive ways in our lives, and we can talk about those benefits that gratitude gives us throughout the hour as we take our callers.
Yes, that's true. It is so true that we really do attract what we put out there. I have a relative who every time he goes somewhere, people try to rip him off. He goes, they give him the wrong change, or they don't give him back the full, you know, he's given a tip and they don't give him back the full amount and things like that. And he's convinced that the whole world is trying to rip him off, you know?
Really?
And most people don't have that experience. But he's certain that this is the way it is. He's a very paranoid kind of person, and he's created this reality, and it actually manifests itself. So
right.
It really is our attitude of gratitude that that makes our reality. And we do have so much to be grateful for. I mean, we think about what just happened in Paris. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we have so many things to be grateful for. And we can be grateful for the safety that we feel right at this moment. And there's so many things. We can be, you know, sometimes we tend to judge our bodies and we think, oh, gosh, I wish I could lose weight. And then you think about people who don't have limbs and how they would love to have, you know, anything. We can be grateful at such a deep level. So anyway, I don't want to be so depressive, but want to start by taking a caller?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, all right. We're going to
You know what we should do? Wait a minute, Randy, you know what we should do?
Oh, okay.
Since this hour is about gratitude, I had a thought before we got on the phone, is that we have each caller give one thing that they're thankful for.
Okay. I like that. Well, we have Suzanne on the line. Did you hear that, Suzanne? So we're going to catch you
Thank you. Thanks for taking my phone call. I'm grateful for my son.
Oh, wonderful.
So what is your question for Laura, Suzanne?
I know is it just talking to other people on the other side, or...
You can address anything, but that's how I receive my information.
Okay, great. I was wondering, my question is, do you see my son ever moving back in with me, and do you see me getting a better job?
Oh. Well, let me see this. Let me think about this. Suzanne, are you right-handed?
No, I'm left-handed.
You're left-handed. Okay. All right. Well, that might explain who's on what side, okay? What I do see is I see a female that's over there, but she's showing up on the left side. So if you're left-handed, that would put it on paternal side. She's more on the paternal side. So I see, like, a woman that's there. So she might be a grandmother figure on your son's father's side, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, and she's on the other side, correct?
I guess so. I haven't talked to her in 15 years. But my son says she just passed away. His grandmother.
Okay, it's his grandmother. Okay, well, she's watching over him. Okay, so, and I feel like she's very close to him for some reason as a guide at this moment in time. So he's got a mother figure watching over him. Okay, so I wouldn't worry about him too much out there, okay? But has he moved home before and then left?
Well, he's only 14. I used to live with me, but his dad fought for him. Now he's living with his dad. He's my only son. My ex has three others who are in their 30s. I'd like him to come back and live with me, you know?
Right. Well, has he gone back and forth previously? Because I feel like he's coming back
and forth. He was living with me. Then he's living with his dad for the past 5 years, but I'd like him to move back with me for his last teenage. You know, he's 14.
Right. And has he had any say in this himself?
Well, he was manipulated the second time.
Right, because I feel like he was, you know, had a say in where he was supposed to be at this point in time. So I guess he decided to stick with his dad at this time. I don't think it was anything against you, because I feel he loves you, okay? But so I saw him cycling back and forth. And, you know, I think, you know, you've got custody on certain days still, even though he's with his dad.
Well, just really every other weekend, but, you know.
Right. So I see him coming back. And I think, you know, I know what you really want. And I'm not sure, you know, I just get the sense that your son will continue to have a great relationship with you. And one of the things I want you to do is I want you to, you know, send the love vibes out to him in the sense of, and just pray that, you know, the best, that, you know, for his highest soul's good, you know, whatever is good for his highest soul, you know. And I don't know if that's, I know we think at that moment in time it's best for us, you know, but I think there's something to do with the school systems that your husband is saying is better for your son where he's located. Has that ever come up in a conversation?
In the past, but I'm in a really good school district. My ex just thinks that he's the only parent.
Right. Well, I think school. So anyway, that's just a comfort. When I said school, that's just a confirmation that I got from the other side. So when I give a message such as pray for whatever is his highest good, and it's so hard to say this because I know you're a mom. I'm a mom. I get it with, you know.
Well, if it's going to be on the dad's side, then she's going to not want him to come live with me. She hasn't talked to me in 16 years. I didn't even know she passed away.
Oh, well, she's guiding over him right now. Maybe she's with him because the environment he's in, you know, with his father.
Yeah.
So that would make sense why she's there with him. But I thought schooling was a big deal, and that's just a confirmation that praying for his highest good. Because I think when we latch on to something so hard and so strong, sometimes it escapes us. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm not really latching on. He's my only kid.
I get it. But when we hold on to something so tight that we want it so bad, it escapes us. But if we let go and allow the universe, you might see a miracle occur. So that's
what I let go. I've had to for the past 5 years.
For the past 5 years,
yeah.
I get it.
Right. I mean, the timing is not always the way we want it. Timing is the way the universe wants it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I think what will happen, Suzanne, is, you know, in time he will return and he'll be there. But at that time, I think you'll be struggling with it because he'll be a bit older. And, you know, it might try you at that time. But I think eventually he does come back around.
Do you see a new job for me? I'm putting resumes out. I'm working now, but I want a better job, working with kids.
Yeah.
Put resumes out past couple of weeks.
You know, why don't you contact me on my website? Because I think we've got a lot of callers in the queue, and we already answered one. chance, one question. Okay? Thank you for calling in. Yeah, I wish you best.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I wish you well. Okay.
So,
okay.
We got another caller standing by.
We do. We have a few. We have a few.
Okay.
You want to take another one now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Okay, this is area code 805. Good morning. What is your name?
Good morning. My name is Donna.
Good morning, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi,
what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful. I don't have children or immediate family, like a husband or anything, but I'm so grateful for my brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews. I mean, I feel like I have a family with all of them.
Lovely.
It's wonderful.
Thank you for sharing.
So what is your question for Laura today?
It's a relationship question. I wanted to know if there is going to be someone coming into my life. I'd like to be in a committed long-term relationship, possibly marriage, you know, have a partner in life.
You know, Donna, you sound familiar. Did we talk before?
Maybe over a year ago.
Really?
More than a year ago. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You sound so familiar. Let me see here. You know, does the name Lawrence, I hear the name Lawrence. What's that mean? Or who's that mean? Do you know a Lawrence?
There was a Lawrence that I met on the internet, but I sent him a picture and it never went anywhere.
Right. Okay. You know, I think he might swing back around and... that's what I get around this. Like, so you're still on the internet right now, though, right?
I am on Match, yes.
Right. And, you know, because I feel like there's a lot of activity through that, but I think he comes swinging back around for some reason, and I just want you to be open to that possibility. And as I say that... you know, I don't know if you call upon them, but I see an angel with you, and I feel like it's a very protective energy around you, and I want to say it's Archangel Michael. Have you ever used Archangel Michael?
Yes, often.
Yeah, often. Okay, you call him in. Okay. So,
yes.
You know, I think, you know, the opportunity right now is I think you just need to get your feet wet back out there. And I think this is good that you're on the internet energy because when I see Archangel Michael, he's all about protective energy. It's like you're protecting yourself and you've stayed in for a long time. And it's hard for
yes.
you to go out and meet people. And it
yes.
might be because of a past relationship. So, and, you know, so just sitting on the internet right now is a little more comfortable to you to get your feet wet and get to know people before meeting them in person, which I know that's what a lot of people do right now. But yours is a different case because, like I said, I just feel like this is a new game for you, again, to get back out there because it's been a long while. So I think, you know, as far as jumping right into another relationship, I think you got to get back out there and just start dating and just, you know, being open and receptive to whoever comes to you and says, hey, let's go get a coffee. And it might even take yourself making that initiative at first, okay? So, but anyway, that's what I get for you, okay?
All right. Thank
All right.
you very much.
And now, as I say this, I also see California. Are you in California?
I live in California. I'm in Santa Barbara.
Ah, well, that's heaven up there to me.
It is.
Well, you're in a good space. I just, you know, take your time. You're in a nurturing space up there. So,
yes.
You know, and are you into the outdoors?
I go to the beach every day, and I walk in the water for an hour
well,
and a half.
Well, very good. Well, that's the best. That's the best. I used to live up there. So sooner or later, you're going to bump into somebody out there. So you got to get the energy going and, you know, get the movement going. Like we were talking about the law of attraction, even if you just start dating, that sets the energy in motion that you're open and available and ready.
Yeah,
thanks
I'm
for
on
calling.
The internet, but I've never met with anybody.
Well, you need to take the initiative and say, hey, meet me for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I just don't get a lot of replies for some reason. Maybe I have to change my profile or something. I don't know.
It's energy, honey. It's energy. your protective energy, like, you know, you're holding back. So, yeah, so shift your energy. So keep going outside, which is awesome.
Okay.
That shifts your energy. And set the attitude, you know, that you're ready, you know, for the perfect one. And thank them for bringing it to you. Thank you for bringing that one. Okay?
Okay.
And, and which, you know what, leads me to my next discussion. So thanks for calling in, Donna.
Thank you, Laura Lee. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
So, you know, that's a good point to make as we talked to Donna about gratitude. One of the things I've always done in, you know, my prayers every morning or my affirmations, you can call it affirmations, is I give thanks to, like, for instance, perfect health. And I say that every day, like I said, even though I've been sick recently. But I always feel like sometimes the reason we get sick is to take time out and really pay attention to some things that are going on in our lives, right?
I agree.
And but when we give thanks out there, we're setting the energy that it's already done. So, you know, giving the statement to the universe is already done, and therefore it is. And, you know, instead of dwelling on the idea that I don't have a man, I wish somebody was here, it's always going to set that energy in motion that it's always going to be that way.
Right.
So,
and it can be the same thing with the job, right?
Yeah, same thing with the job, same thing, you know, it applies to everything. So changing your attitude around and giving thanks that it's already there is a wonderful testament to the whole attitude that we've been talking about today. So,
yeah,
and, you know,
definitely.
There's also a wonderful book I meant to mention to Donna and anybody who else is tuning in who had the same situation as Donna. Secret of Relationships, and it's a Law of Attraction book. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send it a copy or email to you, Randy, at the end of the hour. Maybe you can post it up on your social media outlets, and I can post it as well, what that book is, so
sure.
Other people can find it. But it's an awesome book for relationships.
Okay,
so
perfect.
I was a psychic medium for a love relationship show for 3 years called The Zodiac Girls, and that book was very popular among them. So, Secrets of Attraction, that's the name of the book.
Okay. Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of women and men out there that would be able to use that and really apply it. So that's great. Thank you. I will put it out there.
Okay.
I will put it out there. So we do have, let's see, we have two other callers. You ready to take another one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. And this is area code 480. Who am I speaking with?
Good morning. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Good morning. What are you grateful for, Mike?
Oh, I just moved to the most amazing area November 1st, which is only about 30 minutes from the previous caller up in Ojai, California.
Oh, wow. Yes, that is an amazing area. I agree. I used to hike around that area, too. I loved it. Loved it out there.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. It's a little Mayberry, but it's amazing.
Yes. Yes, you're so lucky. Yeah, you should be in gratitude right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, you know, and everything's fallen into place, and I walked into a great little job for right now as a bartender at a new place that just opened, and then and also met a unbelievable woman, and I just kind of wanted to get some insight on that. We're just kind of, you know, we've talked about stuff, and it's just, you know, let's just hang out, and wherever goes, it goes.
Interesting. So you want to know more about her?
Yeah.
In regards to your question for me today, right?
Correct.
Oh, well, you know, I was, you know, while you were talking, a couple things came up for me is I, you know, when you said you met an amazing woman, the thing that came up for me, Mike, is you're going to meet a lot of amazing women in that area. You're going to meet a lot of amazing women. And the other thing I saw, too, was something about fruit. I saw all these fruit around you, like a fruit stand or something like that. And I don't know what that means. Maybe that means something to you, but I don't know if it's more literal or if it's more metaphysical in the sense that, you know, it meant, you know, it's a bounty, like a bounty up there, you know, in the sense that you're going to have so much happen while you're there. And as I say this, I also get, Mike, that that there's a connection to you and somebody else. Is there another Michael in the family other than you?
No.
And, you know, when I say Michael, you know, it could be even somebody younger than you.
Yeah, there aren't any nephews or anything like that named Michael.
Really? Because I get that so strongly. I get like there's another Michael in the family, and, you know, maybe it's a, you know, a middle name even, you know, so... I want you to think about that, okay? Because it might not be coming to your mind right yet, okay? Because I feel like there's a connection to another Michael in the family. And something located to the area that you're in. I want you to write that down because it seems really important later on, okay?
Absolutely.
But as I say this too, were you wanting to start a business while you were there?
Yeah, well, when I moved from Arizona, I was thinking about getting my real estate license, and I'm like, well, let me make one more run to California, because again, you're stuck. If I get into real estate in Arizona, I'm stuck. You can't move. So I made a quick trip and said, no, I'm moving. And so there's a possibility of real estate or something in the financial aspect for, you know, as a career.
Well, you need to hop on it because I think the woman that's going to join you that, you know, is going to walk alongside your side is involved in the same area, okay? And I don't know if it's necessarily this woman here, so I'm sorry to be sidetracked with it, but I think the woman that is supposed to be, you know, along your side is supposed to be in this particular area. Now, as I say this, is the woman that's with you right now, does she have interest in spiritual things such as meditation and yoga, which means, you know, there's a lot of people in Ojai that have that, but I'm just saying her specifically, does she have those interests?
Yes.
Yeah, I see that around her, and she's a very great spirit. And she might even be intuitive on some level. And but I feel like she's also, she might be floating around. I don't know how secure she is to Ojai area. Deeply rooted she is to the particular area. So
she got
like
here 2 days after I did.
She got here 2 days. Yeah.
So I moved here on the 1st. She moved on the 3rd.
Well, how fascinating, right?
From
SoCal.
She's
wonderful. She's wonderful right now, and I see this glorious aura around her. But I feel like it's really important for you to start this business sooner than later. Because I feel like some great things are waiting to happen for you, and it's a good time right at this moment for you to get that started. So, and that's all I've got right now. Okay. So
yeah. No. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Mike.
Thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
You as well.
Thank you. All right, we have time for one more caller, and then we might be able to chat a little bit. You want to do a quick?
Let's do it.
Let me see. You know what? We might have. Let me just see something, because this is the same area code as Vince. Let me see. Oh, okay. Vince, is that still you?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, all right. And have we talked?
No, not yet. Well, we did.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Right, early. Okay, very good. Thank you so much for holding. What are you grateful for today?
I can't think of anything right now at all.
Oh, you have to. That's the key to talking to Laura Lee.
Well, in the last 24 hours, my world has just turned completely upside down. You know, I was my wife and I were living with her family, and something horrific happened due to my fault. And before I was told, I made the choice to move out. So right now, my wife and I are separated. On top of that, I'm living in my car. I've got a temporary job that's probably going to end. I'm not sure, but it's probably going to end by December, and then I'm going to have no money, no income, and I'm waiting to hear about another job that I interviewed for last week. So I'm just in this state of disarray. So you can see why I can't think of anything that I'm grateful for, and I don't know where I'm going to go. And
okay, let's start that you're alive, okay? At least you're alive, okay? I totally feel for you. Is this Vince I'm talking to?
Yes.
Vince, okay. You've got to turn your head around because you're in it deep, obviously. Out of all of our callers, you're in it deep. So you got to turn and shift your energy around in order to get out of this and know that you can do it, okay? And that you and your wife can reunite because you got kicked out. Were you the one who was kicked out?
Well, I made the decision before they told me to get out. So
made the decision, but they did it for you, basically, right?
No, I made the decision. I got home. I got off work at 2:30 this morning, and I came by and I just picked up what I needed for now, and then I left. And my wife was crying in tears, and she said she wished it never happened. I said, I know, but it's my fault. So, and I'm just hoping that somehow, some way, we can get back together. A job comes through for me, and I'm not living in my car anymore. That we're going to be in our own little place.
Vince, whose father's on the other side? Is this yours or hers?
It's both.
Both, okay, because I see a father figure. Well, then I'm seeing a father figure over you right now, and I feel like, you know, at the moment you might have somebody that's close enough, I mean, a relative or a friend of some sort that you can crash on at the moment and lay on for a little bit until you get your bearing straight, okay? And I think you guys will come together eventually, you and your wife. You guys will find some ground where you guys can come back together. But you got to go take care of yourself first, okay, and get centered, okay? And is there somebody in the driving distance that you can go to and crash on the couch? Because this is what your dad's telling me.
I can't think of anybody offhand.
Yeah, they're, you know, I think it's somebody like a friend or somebody, and it might be even associated to your work. So I want you to keep your options open, and you might find this later on when you go back to work, that you, you know, have that option available to you if you share with somebody. And, you know, take some time to really think about things and find a way to patch things up with her family as well as her. And I think she wants that anyway, you know, from what I could gather from listening to you. And as far as jobs are concerned, yeah, I think later on down the road something else will become more available to you. But I feel like, have you worked two jobs at a time, Vince?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah, a couple times. So you can get through something like that. So I think something where you're going to have two again. So anyway, he tells me this, and it's going to be a balancing job, but you can accomplish it. You've done it before. And I think that's when things will start to stabilize out again. So I think you're going to get out of this. You just have to take it one step at a time, and the first step is, you know, trying to find somebody that you can lean on, and I think it's going to be somebody around the, you know, work. So as I also say that, are you from, is your family in the area that you're in right now, or is it just her family?
No, it's her family, and actually we moved to be with them from California to New York.
Oh, to New York.
And, yeah, and it was just a horrific situation right from the get-go. So we're living with her daughter's husband, and their four kids. And let's just say something inappropriate was discovered that I left on the computer. So I felt that I haven't talked to anybody but my wife, and she's in this disarray right now, you know, and I'm only myself to blame for everything that happened. But we talked last night, and I told her that if I get this job that I went to last week for the interview, then I'm going to seek counseling, and because I don't want to be that person anymore.
Well, at least you take responsibility, Vince.
And I want you to know. I just want to interject a little bit, Vince. I do mental health counseling, and I know you're probably not in a place to afford it yet. But if you would like to email me with your situation, I might have some things to offer you emotionally, and you can do that at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. That's
okay.
Loveyourlife at randigfine.com, okay? So I don't want to leave you out there feeling the way that you do. Okay.
Okay.
Laura, back
now,
to you.
Now, do you see this job coming through that I went for last week?
Yeah, is it part-time too?
No, this would be full-time, permanent.
Is the one you're in part-time?
The one that I'm in is.
I feel like something you're going to be able to juggle with this job, because I know you're down and out right now, and you think energetically that you might lose out on this job, but I think you retain this one and you grab another one on top of it. So there's two of them that you'll be balancing off of. But at any rate, at least you're taking responsibility and you're starting to, you know, that's the first step to change. So it really is. So your next step is to make sure that you can find a place to crash on instead of your car right now. Okay, Ben?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm wishing you the best on your journey, and, you know, keep us posted. We're always here once a month. Okay? And thanks for calling in, Vince.
Thank you, Vince.
Right.
I wish you well.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye. Oh, gosh.
So, you know, when we talked about the attitude of gratitude, there's some emotional benefits to, you know, practicing the attitude of gratitude. You're happier. They claim that you're more optimistic, and it lowers risk for depression and anxiety.
Mm.
There's research that demonstrates those benefits for emotional health when we start to practice that on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, some of his activity that he said he was involved in that got him ousted out of the house probably also involved a lot of depression and anxiety, and that was his way of
an outlet.
Yes, which, you know, we all have different ways of coping and dealing.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Everything that happened, though, is probably for his highest good, for him to make changes in his life, and feel bad that he's in the predicament, but at the same token, I think things will start to, hopefully this will allow them to start making some changes for their lives for the better.
Right. Sometimes things have to get shaken up before they can get better, and it sounds like that's what's going on. So anyway, so tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and some of us will be with family and friends. Some of us will be alone. You have any good words of wisdom to offer?
Wow, you put me on the spot.
I don't want to do that.
Just happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there, and I hope you have a lovely day, and that you're grateful for whatever shows up in your life tomorrow, whether
it is
a moment of being alone, go for a walk or go for a hike, or, you know, treat yourself well tomorrow.
Right.
And if you're in the company of loved ones, God bless. Make the most of it, because I know those can be even stressful moments as well.
That's true. Yes. Yes, that's true.
And,
oh, gosh. Well, thank you. Thank you, Laura, for giving us your time today, and all your wisdom that you're your own wisdom and the wisdom that you bring through. I really appreciate that you took the time to do this. And do we have you down for next month? No, I don't think we have you yet.
We don't.
All right, we need to work on that.
Yes, and I'll send you that post on that book that we talked about for Donna.
Okay, all right. And then I'll email you back with, or you can send me some dates. But Laura will be back sometime the end of December, hopefully.
Awesome.
So,
yes.
All right, well, take care of yourself. Feel better. Go back to sleep and rest. You need it.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Have
a wonderful holiday. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. You too. You too. So we are out of time for today. I want you all to know that yesterday on A Fine Time for Healing, I did a show on how to deal with holiday blues. It was geared towards people who have suffered abuse, but it really does apply to everybody. So if you're going through something right now and you need a little bit of a pep talk, you can listen to the show that I did just yesterday. And I have some ideas for how to get through this, not only Thanksgiving, but Christmas and just holidays in general when there's bad associations with these holidays and you're put in different predicaments. So maybe you can get a little bit of advice there. I am a mental health counselor. If you are interested in learning more about what I do, you can go to my website, randygfine.com. It's randigfine.com. And there's a page there called Fine Life Issues Counseling, and you can check it out there. So if life is becoming a struggle for you and you'd like to talk to me, I am available for you. Well, we've reached that time where the show is coming to an end. So I want to thank you very much for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. And I want to wish you all a wonderful holiday season, however you choose to spend it. This is talk radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate. We can't wait to be the change. Be the change. Be the change. Be the change. There's a better way.